But I just wanted to focus our attention on this evening in chapter 24 of the book of Joshua. And the verse I want to leave with you is verse 15. This chapter starts off rather a sad chapter because we see Joshua calling the people of God together. What had happened between chapter 1 and chapter 24, the people not only went into the land and they knew God's promises and blessing and experienced God's providential care upon them, but during the course of their stay in the land, and because of the materialism, they had started to drift away from God, and they had started to lose not only the blessing of God, but they had lost the power of God and the purpose of God. And it's not so vivid in our lives, in a very secular world in which we live, if we don't keep our eyes focused on the one in whom we've been hearing about this evening, on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's so easy to let things slip, and then we lose our faith and we lose our reliance upon God. And what Joshua was actually doing here in chapter 24, he was calling them back to base. Come on, guys, wise up. Get your act together. Come back to Shechem. Shechem was a special place in the life of these Hebrews, in the life of the nation of Israel. It was a place where they had met with God on various occasions, and the God had come and blessed and revealed himself to the nation. And Joshua knew, as a man well on in life, ready to be taken home to glory, he was able to bring them back and to challenge them and to put the basics of their faith before them. And we're just going to read chapter 24, verse 15. And here he says to the people, as they were all standing around them on that occasion, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua didn't need to pull any punches here. He didn't push in the stops. He put everything before the people. And he put that challenge before them on that occasion, to choose you this day whom you shall serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Life with Joshua was not always easy. Easy come, easy go. Joshua was a person who stands out in the Bible to most of us as a very courageous, wise, and prominent figure. And during the course of his life, he experienced much of the blessing and the purposes of God through his life and leadership with the people of Israel. And the book of Joshua reminds us that God does not leave us on the lurch. He's always there to fulfill that purpose in your life and my life if we're willing to give him that opportunity and that place foremost in our lives. Have you a place in your life this evening? Can you go back to the date in your life when you accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? Many times I go back to Dunseverick, go to the old Baptist manse where Pastor Gart, Mrs. Gart was, and that night at 12 o'clock, I knocked the door and I went in half drunk, and Pastor Mrs. Gart looked at me as very pathetic young man, and they ushered me into the room, and there that night, on the influence of drink, I bowed my knee just before the old piano, and I accepted the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior. Committing your life to God this evening, friends, is not only a decision, it's a commitment. It's bringing into focus our great and eternal God into our lives this evening. And God loved us so much that he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for your sin and your shame. He not only gave his life on the cross, he not only shed his precious blood, he not only suffered and died to the point of agony and shame and distress, but the Lord Jesus Christ gave his very best, everything he could possibly do. He gave it to so that you and I could be saved this evening. Oh yes, old Joshua, as he put the whole plan before the people. He said, you've got caught up with the other nations. You've got caught up in materialism. You've got caught up with the distractions and attractions of all other things. But you've lost your purpose. You've lost your power. And I wonder if you're here this evening. Maybe you're struggling with life in general. Maybe you can't cope with the circumstances of life in these days. Maybe you can't just understand why God has permitted certain things to come into your life and into your situation. But friends, this evening, let us take a little example from Joshua this evening. Here was the man who was faithful and fervent for the Lord. Faithful in all that he did over his lifespan, that he could save here on this occasion before all the nation, the leaders, the priests, and all the educated people of the nation of Israel. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Yes, friends, I can go back to my salvation. Yes, and I can go back to the time when the Lord put his hand upon me and called me into service. And I praise God that many times I have let him down. Many times I have gone the wrong way and I've said the wrong things and maybe shown the wrong attitude. But the Lord Jesus has never let me down. His promises are secure and his foundation is secure this evening. That no matter where we are this evening, if you come and put your faith and trust in him, he will save you this evening. And not only will he save you, but he will keep you and help you towards eternity. Yes, Israel, besetting sin here was idolatry. And this book this evening records the decay of the nation, both politically and spiritually. And they need to be reminded that they needed to come back to God. I just want to leave these short things with you this evening. Just as we close, first and foremost, George is a great example to us as a leader. He was a great leader to this nation of Israel. And he learned three things that may help you and I this evening. First and foremost, he was a man who could be taught. He learned his lessons not only from Moses, but he learned his lessons from God. And what have you and I to learn from God this evening? That we're hell-deserving sinners. And there's no other way to know God this evening and to know the peace of God and the forgiveness of God this evening unless we come to the cross and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And see, friends, if you're going to learn anything about salvation this evening, there's the ABC. That's what we always have in our book trailer. The ABC that some people say, well, it's for the Association of Baptist Churches, and rightfully so. But there's another thing about the ABC is A stands that we must admit that we're sinners. B stands that we must believe in the Lord Jesus and all that he's done for us. And C reminds us that we must confess our sins. And he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins this evening. See, no matter what your sin may be this evening, whether you're a good sinner or a bad sinner, the Bible doesn't say the good classes of sin and bad classes of sin. The Bible just calls sin, sin. And friends, this evening, the only remedy for your sin this evening is to come and call to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will forgive you this evening. He is the only one that can give you that peace that passeth understanding this evening. Yes, Joshua was a man who was able to learn. And I wonder, have you learned your lesson this evening? Maybe you've heard the gospel on many occasions. Maybe God has spoken to you. Maybe God has revealed himself to you in certain ways and certain circumstances, and still you're still outside of Christ. Tonight, may this be the night when you will learn that God loved you so much, and he still loves you so much, that he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to the cross. And that is the message that we take to the highways and byways. That is what we speak to those who are under the influence of drink. That's who we talk to, those who are well-educated, those who are very intellectual, those who are struggling with the drugs and with the sex and other things. Friends, there's only one message this evening, and that is to believe in the Lord Jesus. Not only was he a man who learned, but he was a man who listened. See, Joshua knew the secret of his leadership. As a great spiritual leader, he knew that his leadership didn't only depend on himself, that his leadership depended on a higher authority. And that was, he listened to God. He had that relationship with God and he listened to God for his orders and for his advice. for his wisdom and for discernment. And friends, this evening, we need to listen to God in these days. Not only to be taken up with the raffle of the newspapers and the televisions and all that we hear in the news screens. So often when we listen to these things and we wonder, is the world in chaos? But friends, God is still on the throne this evening. And he will remember his own. And there's no situation this evening in your life and my life that God is not in control of. If we give him that opportunity and come and put our faith and our trust in him. And then Joshua, not only did he learn and listen, but he leaned on the auspices of God and the resources of God. See, friends, Paul could say that I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And you can say this evening as you leave this church building, if you put your faith in the Lord Jesus and ask the Lord Jesus for salvation this evening, you can go with that faith and assurance, that confidence, that I can face anything tomorrow when God is on my side. See, friends, this evening, what a great assurance, what a great salvation, what a great Savior that God is offering you and I this evening. If we come to the cross, repent of our sin, and trust the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. That's why Paul could say, now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. The other day, whenever I was in the jail or the prison, it's not actually the Gatos Army Barracks. It's a wonder they didn't keep Morris Flanagan and I in when they saw the two of us. But you know, there's a certain authority, there's a certain security, there's a certain order there. When the brigadier comes tomorrow in his uniform, he not only demands respect, but he demands authority. And he has got authority from above, from the government. And he has to not only apply that authority, but he has to convey that authority. And praise God, we have that authority from heaven this evening. That as we go into all the world and to preach the gospel, we have a glorious and a wonderful gospel to proclaim. And all authority is given unto us this evening. And no matter what you may face and challenge tomorrow, we can face anything with God when God is on our side. See, the task you faithfully do today will only make you prepared for, ready for tomorrow if we have God on our side. Joshua is a leader. I wonder if you're a leader for God this evening. As you go back to your home, back to your little family, back to your circumstances, back to your situation this evening, are you a leader for God? Is God in your life? Has God got control and of your life this evening? That you know the influence and the purpose of God to overcome all the difficulties and the circumstances that may be against you. Then secondly, Joshua's a father. See, friends, Joshua included not only himself here, but he included as me and my house. He had his house in order. He was a man who not only loved the leadership and the authority and the position that he held over the nation, but here was a man who loved his family. Maybe tonight you have got family here not saved. Maybe you've got circumstances in your home tonight that is maybe beyond your control and you're finding it hard to grapple with and just get control of. But friends, he was a person who was able to cope with life's responsibilities. Not only was he a courageous soldier of children to lead the nation, but he was a loving father to and a deep concern for his family. Joshua was a great leader and courageous general, but he also was a godly father. And that's a great hallmark for you and I this evening. If you want to be a good father, a faithful mother, God will help you to be that, to rear your family. See, you only get one crack at the whip. So we always have to try and get it right. And know our kids do veer off and they go wrong. We do meet those circumstances, the problems of life. It seemed to be difficult for us to handle at times. But see, friends, this evening, when God is on our side, he helps us to overcome those responsibilities. Yes, Joshua had a concern for his family. But not only had a concern for the family, as me and my house, he was a courageous father. He didn't let these guys, when they came to Shechem and they came with their arguments and they came with their ideas, he wasn't there to compromise in any way with them. And maybe he talked to the leaders and to the priests and he heard where they were coming from. Joshua knew where he stood. He stood in the Word of God. And he put God first and foremost on top of his agenda. And he says, "That's for me and my house. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I wonder you letting the world intimidate you this evening. I wonder if you let the influence of the world intimidate you. Tonight, as our singers sang, they sang looking unto Jesus, who's got all authority and all power and all love and compassion to meet each one of our needs this evening. See, friends, for Joshua to stand against the nation, it cost him. But he knew what really mattered was that God and his will of his life was on top of his very much agenda. Here is a person who in every sense could have fallen into the trap of being overloaded and cluttered with the non-essentials. But he had his basics right. And as he called them back to base, he got them to realize where they'd gone wrong. So friends, as I just close this evening, Joshua is a leader. Joshua is a father. But here we can see Joshua is a servant. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Who are you serving this evening? Are you serving just the purpose of you going out to work tomorrow to make money so you can get by from one week to the next and month to the next? There's more to life than that. Serving the Lord should be the greatest thing that you and I could ever do in the world in which we live. Oh, you may say to me this evening, "Well, Desi, I could never go to the big trailer and do that full time. I could never go to Peru. I could never go to Africa. I could never serve the Lord as Mary Schlesser, Hudson Taylor, Studd, and many other great pioneer missionaries, great statesmen that God used and blessed. But you're you this evening. God doesn't want you to be a Mary Schlesser. God doesn't want you to be a Studd or a Hudson Taylor or Desi Queenman. What God wants you to be this evening is to be you." And just as he used and blessed Joshua, and as that old man got ready for glory, he could look back in the past of his life and praise God for his faithfulness and for his service. See, friends, this evening, salvation reminds us it's not how we start, it's how we finish. And may we all finish well this evening, but we must start at the cross. Have you started this evening? Start with God. Take God with you. And just be like Joshua. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Let's pray. Father, this evening we bless you for the great privilege that we have in serving a God who is so loving, so merciful, so kind. And Lord, he gave himself for us through the vehicle and through the instrument and through the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray that each one of us may be wise and respond to the challenge this evening. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Maybe some of us are lacking this evening. Maybe lacking power and decision. Maybe lacking that faith this evening. Maybe lacking that true humility to bow the knee and repent of our sin. Maybe we're lacking that this evening to call upon you to come into our lives in a new and wonderful way that we can be involved and used in your service. Whatever their needs may be this evening, may we know and experience the power of God to take us and make us a blessing, that we may glorify the Lord Jesus. For it's in his name we ask it. Amen.